You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Baby, 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 oh.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What is up, Real Ass dudes? Welcome to another edition of the Real Ass Podcast. Your host, Luis J. Gomez, in studio with the fucking dream team, Zach Amico, Chris Scopo.
Boom! We're back. It's been a while.
Can we add your names in the intro?
What?
Notorious Slut Shamer.
Oh, yeah, actually, you know what, dude?
That would be good to add that in there.
You know what, dude? I didn't even realize that that should be one of my names.
Yeah.
The Notorious Slut Shamer.
What?
That's your first CD, I think. That's a good CD name.
That is pretty good. And I like the fact that we have Aaliyah here. Aaliyah Janine, former porn star and comedian, is in studio. Former porn star.
Current comedian.
Sorry.
Former porn star.
Who knows? Maybe we'll one day get back into porn. I think it's going to come. I think she's going to do a return to porn one day.
Really? You think so? Well, they always have like the over-under of when girls go back, because a lot of times girls quit because they get married or they have a job. Sometimes like...
A lot of girls go lesbian if they get married. Like, I'm going to do lesbian.
Yeah, well,
porn.
No, that's normally like when they just start dating. Like, a lot of girls will only do girl-girl. And then when they break up with a boyfriend, all of a sudden they're taking it up the ass.
Who is married to the UFC, Tito Ortiz?
Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, then she's like, Jenna. Oh, I'm going to do lesbian. That's it.
Well, no, then they go back to only lesbian porn in the movies. But no, that's the move. After a lot of these chicks make it, this is the girls who hate doing porn.
Yeah.
Once they make it, okay, then they go, oh, yeah, now I'm only doing girl-girl. So in their earlier years, all their open mic years of getting plowed out in the ass by black cocks, that was like literally you were just watching basic
They call it doing the urban rooms.
That's very good. I like that.
You're supposed to get fucked in the ass at 10 o'clock at night. Doesn't start till like 2 a.m.
There are a lot of similarities. That is just another one, apparently.
So, Aaliyah, look, yeah. I love Aaliyah. I've done a few podcasts with her at this point. I've done Legion of Skanks. I've done YKWD.
You did my show, too.
And I did your show, the Cutthroat Comedy show at the Cutting Room. Correct. Which is also a little known fact. Cutting Room, one of the owners is Big from...
Mr. Big, Chris Noth from Sex and the City.
Huge deal.
He came to the first one.
I met him. One time.
Yeah, because he fucking walks through the streets in New York City.
Yeah,
he's your fucking idol. That's what you want to grow into one day.
If I was Mr. Big, hell yeah. Are you kidding me? I met Hid and Aiden.
So listen, you fucking, you do the show at the Cutting Room, which is cool.
Yes.
Do women just show up at the Cutting Room because they want to see Big?
I'm not sure it's like super common
he's
knowledge.
He's like there?
Well, sometimes like he'll go there. He came to my
really?
First show. Yeah, no, he'll hang out there every once in a while. No, it's on the Wikipedia page that he's one of the co-owners.
That's pretty badass. So all right, so now like you're in comedy now.
Yes.
We've done all the fucking bullshit interview questions. So I'm not gonna go through all the other shit. If you want to learn more about Aaliyah's start in stand-up comedy and making the transition from porn to comedy, listen to any other podcast she's been on. I promise you they cover that.
Yes.
Whatever. I just wanna like having you here.
Thank you.
I think you're a cool fucking chick. Okay.
Thanks.
I can't even call her my chick because she hates me so much right now. I just came from one of the biggest fights I've had.
Oh, that's why this morning you were like,
oh,
what?
Dude, Scopo called me to tell me he was going to be late. I answered my phone. Mm-hmm. What? When he called, because I knew he was going to say it was going to be late. It was 11:30, and I was already in the middle of a huge thing with Beatrice.
Oh, I would have texted you then if I knew.
Oh, dude, I was so fucking angry. You really picked the worst day to be late.
I really did, yeah.
It's so bad. So I'm fucking, it just puts me in such a bad mood. But I told her you were going to be on the show. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I got this porn star chick on the show. And then she was like, oh, what? She got like in a huff. And then I said it was you. And she was like, oh, no, I've listened to her on other shows. She's fine. So you're accepted. Are you the approved porn star chick? Do women accept you? What's the deal with that?
Well, even before I was a porn star, I was always the girl that was fine to hang out with. I don't know, maybe
you're a cool chick.
I am a cool chick. I've always like hung out with a lot of guys.
But you know, I think a lot of women, they feel an intimidation when they have a woman who's worked in the sex industry.
Yeah.
I think a lot of women would fucking just be like, all right, no, I don't want to you know, my guy to be around that chick. But I feel like with you, it's a little bit different of a vibe.
Yeah, well, because I don't look like your average porn star. I don't look like Jenna Jameson.
Then if we
or
took
Lisa
our dicks
Ann.
Out, she's just going to laugh at them.
Pretty much, yeah, because I don't get involved that, like, I'm going to steal your man kind of vibe, because I'm not going to steal your man.
Really,
I have
not.
My own. Yeah.
We took a taxi home together one day.
Yeah.
Just nothing. No sexual vibe from Aaliyah.
Sorry.
Nothing. I feel like she'd do it for the story.
I would, actually.
Thanks. Okay, so look, we're fucking hanging out.
The only cab ride ever Lewis didn't fucking call the driver a fucking sand nigger.
Oh, Jesus.
Flip out.
Oh, by the way, actually, I want to talk to Fatigate about this. Fatigate, listen, Fatigate's the new producer on the show officially. Welcome to the show, dude.
Oh, thank
Hello.
You. Hey, how are you?
Before we get
that
into
the
our...
longest run of, shortest run of Andrew we've ever had. He's never been here.
He never came to the show. I can't have a producer on my show who's not here. That's ridiculous.
Well, there's other things to producing than just being here. You could just say that I was the engineer and Andrew was the actual producer. You could have said that.
Yeah, but... All right, hold on. He uploaded the file to SoundCloud. That's all he did.
Did he edit it though too?
Not really. No, actually, okay. The edits that I needed him to make, the motherfucker didn't make.
All right. Well, I wish he was here to defend himself.
It's a new day with John Fatigate.
He's great. I think the show just didn't work out.
If he tried to defend himself, I would physically assault him. I really mean that. I would physically assault him if he tried to come up with any excuse for not ever being here and then not making the edits that I asked him to fucking make on the show.
Well, this is in his defense. He bartends here at night, so he's here to like 2 in the morning. Then he goes back to fucking Connecticut. And then
yeah, no, I know.
Here.
He should not
be
my
producer.
He needs
to move to the city. Anyway, it'll just be a better fit.
I need a producer that's fucking here. And you are the guy. So I'm glad. You're the John Fatigate's the fucking man. Here's what I want to do,
you.
John. I want to... We can't have rape in the titles anymore. We have too many... I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I was going through the recent...
Oh, my God. What did I get myself into?
Yeah, we've been going through the Realist podcast.
How many episodes have we had?
Is this real rapey?
Like 37 or something.
Well, no. Here's the thing.
How many are rape titles?
I'm going to tell you, okay?
38.
Here's the problem, dude. No, we're not slut shamers. This isn't like a fucking rape culture podcast. We promote rape culture. I think it's kind of funny to kind of make fun of that. The fact that there's even a thing called rape culture is, it's very funny for me to mock that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so that's just
I can
kind
see
of,
that.
That's where it all comes from. But it starts to be a little bit gratuitous when you're going through the past 5 episodes and 3 of them have the word rape in the title. I'm going like, all right, dude, it's just, it's going to just turn people on before they even click on the show and they even understand the sense of humor that we're just kind of, we're mocking that. You know, it's not like I'm not like it's a cheap joke. Yes, the Real Ass Podcast Exclusives. It's an acronym for rape. Yes, it is a cheap joke.
Oh my God!
But it is supposed to be a cheap joke. You know what I'm saying? So look, we have the last one, Real Ass Podcast Exclusive, but it's just rape in big letters, and then Exclusive, Nate Borghezzi. Then the one before that was I Hope I Don't Get AIDS. Then the one before that was Rape Exclusive, Big J Okerson. Then the one before
that's
that,
understandable.
Yeah, well, that was obvious. We would have had the word rape in that title no matter what.
A lot of these one-on-ones are a rape.
What?
Most
when
of
you
Lewis's
do,
one-on-ones
when you do
ones are rape.
One-on-ones. The one-on-ones are rape.
Yeah. That's it.
Why is it rape?
What Real Ass Podcast Exclusive.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Okay. Right. So, Scopo, you really...
Catch up.
I hate you.
I wasn't even... I had the rape, and I was thinking...
The one before that was Coming Out of Rape Retirement.
Which was a really funny bit.
It was a funny bit, but let's keep the... I think we should keep the bits on the show. Here's what we're going to do, okay? I need you to go... Johnny, I need you to go back, and me and you will retitle those episodes. Here's the thing. The RAP...
Episode 32, Something B's Not Going to Be Mad About. Episode 33. B is a good person. Episode 34, I love
nothing,
my son.
This has nothing to do with B. I really mean this. I'm talking about if people are looking at our iTunes feed and they see the word rape in every single title, it's going to
bring up some red flags.
Episode 36,
people.
Lewis wants a part in Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll.
Lewis needs to clean it up. We have fucking Last Comic Standing season 27.
Maybe you can actually be on Marin instead of just your headshot and every time he goes into a comedy club.
So look, maybe just we'll actually title it Real Ass Podcast Exclusive Nate Borghezzi, and then we got Coming Out of Retirement. We can't have that in the
Why
title.
Why can't you just do one-on-one?
What?
One-on-one with Nate Bargatze.
I'll figure it out. No, it's going to be... It is a Realize Podcast exclusive. I still like the fact that that's the acronym. I think it's kind of funny, you know? But it doesn't need to be so in the face.
Keep it and just move on from this point forward. We won't do it anymore.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I'm looking
at
it.
Can this episode be no more rape in the titles then? just so we have like closure on it?
But that way when people read it on iTunes, they'll be like, oh, it's a joke.
Yeah, but no, that's the problem. People don't click. People aren't going to click on it. I think you, it's kind of interesting because, I mean, do you consider yourself a feminist?
To a certain extent, yeah, I believe in like equal pay. I think that is very important.
Meh.
There's the the slut shaming thing. I think the slut shaming thing is really funny because there's along the lines of rape, because there's a lot of sluts out there right now because there's so much slut shaming. But how, like, why is there so much rape?
There's always going to be sluts, though.
Dude, I love sluts. I'm a slut.
Well, that's exactly the point that I made, because those chicks who will not be named anymore. I'm done. I'm moving beyond.
Just call him Lord Voldemort.
Yeah, we'll call him Lord Voldemort.
Whatever the fucking guy's name is.
Can you, if you're going to make a reference, can you at least say it correctly?
What's his
Voldemort?
Name?
Lord Voldemort.
I thought it was Lord
Voldemort.
Voldemort.
Voldemort. I don't know.
Lord Voldemort. Anyway, yeah, dude, I won't name those chicks, but okay. They said that I'm a notorious slut shamer, and I defend myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do not shame sluts. I don't think there's anything... Actually, I shouldn't say that.
Because you're kind of a slut.
Because here's the thing. I was a major slut growing up, okay? And in reality, I look back, and no, it's not something that I'm super proud of.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to go and brag to my son about the fucking amount of women that I've slept with and the depraved ways that I did it and the situations I got myself in, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
But if he ever uses the bathroom downstairs at Stand Up New York, he's just gonna go into a fucking seizure.
I will tell anybody: do not use the bathroom at Stand Up New York if you do not want to risk touching my semen.
All right.
That is a fact. I would go to somewhere else in the area. But it's not that I'm a slut shamer. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's nothing really to be proud of about being promiscuous, you know, especially, you know, if you're being paid to be promiscuous. I don't think it's the type of thing where you should go like, oh my God, I'm a champion of feminism, or I'm a champion of women's rights. I don't think it's just, dude, it's a job. And I get it. Look, if I had a big dick, there's a very good chance I would have went into porn.
I think if a lot of guys if they had a big dick, they would have went into porn.
Yeah, that's kind of a standard thing. Well, for women, it's more about just having control over our own bodies and be able to do things without being judged or critiqued or like worried about being raped or something like that, because that has always, that's just in our society throughout decades and centuries. Women have always been seen as the lesser. And so now women, some porn stars try to say that, yes, their job is empowering. And it is. Like, I learned a lot about my sexuality and just about life and different things when I was in porn. And it was great. And it gave me... herpes. A lot of confidence. No,
hemorrhoids.
Actually, surprisingly, not herpes. So excited.
Did
about
you catch
that?
Did
I catch
that?
That
was her head slamming into a headboard while she got herpes.
did you catch any diseases?
That's itchy.
Yeah. I got gonorrhea once.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
well, aren't you supposed to be tested like every week?
Yeah. No.
Are you on fucking coke today? Let her finish the list of diseases that she got. He went, do you have any diseases? She went, I got gonorrhea. And went, whoa, gonorrhea. Well, what else did you get?
Well,
come on, that's not the closer.
Yeah, that's not the closer. I was never tested for
AIDS,
chlamydia. Well, no, we got tested once a month, and then it turned to 2 weeks. And then if I worked a lot, I would get tested more. But
at one point, were you just fucking taking
they're called Z-Pak shots, basically, penicillin.
You're just
like
taking penicillin just to live, just in life, like with breakfast cereal. You're sprinkling
no, that's
in
so
your
bad. No, that's so bad. It was I never got tested, but the guy that I had worked
of course not.
With,
she mixed it in with her coke
the day before.
She's snorting penicillin.
Oh my God! You know what? I wouldn't doubt that if people
were
actually doing
penicillin in the back.
Daddy likes this. Come on.
Anyways, the guy that I worked with the day before, I called me and said that he had tested positive for it. So I just went and got the drugs for it. Yeah. Chlamydia.
The claps.
So I don't know if I actually... I'm an innie, so I'm pretty sure I got it. So I just got the drugs.
In the porn industry, my understanding...
That's our work hazard.
But yeah, I mean, for you, like, work hazard, it's... you're almost guaranteed to get shit like that.
No, I
like,
thought it was like, very safe, though, because you they test
so much.
Oh, no, it is.
But that's why, like, you get tests like I knew right away and got the drugs.
Yeah, but
and...
it's safe to not get, like, things like HIV.
Yeah.
But it's not safe for diseases that spread just very quickly. But here's the truth. In that environment, it's like being a comic. You go like, yeah, dude, you're going to deal with a heckler. That's just part of the job. You go like, all right, it's not really a big deal.
I thought you meant you're going to get STDs.
Well, depending on who used the mic before you, you never know.
Isn't that gross, dude, when you're fucking, when you use a mic?
Oh, it smells.
Oh, that creeps me out.
Dude, I don't even want to name names. There's a few guys that if you know if you go up after, you got to like hold the mic a foot away from your face. It's fucking gross.
I actually take Purell on my hand sometimes and I'll just do a quick one.
Can you do that again one more time to the camera? Look at that.
Gotta use the twist anyways.
She really just uses her skill sets in comedy any way that she can. So, okay. So, all right. So you think it's empowering as a fucking woman to be a porn star?
Well, just the performance and everything like that. Being a porn star, like, generally speaking, can actually be very degrading just from society, the way that society looks down at us. Like, sometimes... because I know a lot of famous people, and sometimes, like, I'm afraid when I'm talking to be like, oh, my friend, blah, 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 just because I don't want them, you know, to have, like, to end up on page six. Like, oh, they're dating a porn star when, like, we're just friends or something.
You're just
like
fucking.
That. Yeah, shut up.
That's being friends.
That is, friends with benefits.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't really disagree with you. These chicks, it was the Duke porn star thing that started everything. Okay.
Oh, Belle, I know Belle.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
you do.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna shit on her.
No, she's very young, she's very smart, but I don't think she really comprehends a lot of the things that she's saying because she is so young.
My whole thing is, dude, the whole debate between me and those chicks and why they call me a notorious slut shamer is because I said no. I don't know, dude. If that was my fucking daughter, I would be upset. I look, at the end of the day, let me ask you, Ali. Mm-hmm. This is actually an interesting question for you. Mm-hmm. If you had a kid and they got into porn, would that upset you?
I would find it really interesting because I don't plan to have on kids, so I would wonder where I got the kid from.
Oh, don't bounce around the question.
Damn it.
Thank you, Scopo.
Jesus. It's the real ass podcast.
It's the real,
the
I know.
Fucking...
Be honest about that. If you had a kid and they said, hey, I'm going to go do porn... But and let me mm-hmm. premise this because I'll get your answer in a minute. And I think this will probably help you with the obvious answer. My kid, if he came to me and said, I want to do stand-up comedy because of the road that lies ahead and all of the bullshit that's involved with it, I would definitely not want him to do this.
Yeah.
This is such a hard thing. And the reason that I have to do this is I think it's from a place of not a good place. I had to do this job. This had to be my fucking life, and I needed this attention. And I needed to be told I'm funny, and I needed to be told that I'm worth something.
Mm-hmm.
My son, I give him so much fucking love. I'm hoping that he never needs to go to this place. So that's just my association with mm-hmm. comedy. Okay, so you also know you've had gonorrhea. You probably had chlamydia. There's associations with porn that you've had. You've been on mm-hmm. sets. You've been degraded. You've been disrespected. You've been in environments where it wasn't the positive. I know you have a lot of positive experiences well. Would you want to put your daughter or son, I'll say forget just daughter,
just child,
just your
in
child
general.
In that environment?
No. I mean, I personally, no, probably not. But if it's something that they wanted to do, I would support them. I wouldn't.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't say that.
No.
Like, if my son came to me.
You'd be like, no.
Line.
You'd be like, no.
With comedy, obviously, I'd be like, all right, dude, well, if that's what you want to do, we'll do it. You know, mm-hmm. if he said, I want to go do porn, I'd be like, are you fucking crazy? Like,
Dad, you remember that book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar? It's like that, but with my asshole.
Would it be worse if it was gay porn?
The monster at the end of this book was a giant black cock. Yeah.
Would it be worse if it was gay porn?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Gay porn would totally be okay?
No, gay porn would be worse.
Okay.
It really would be. I mean, come on. Am I being real? Here's the problem, okay? Mm-hmm. I think in society, we have this thing where you have to go, no, it wouldn't matter if it was gay porn or real porn.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it would be worse. It would be worse. It would suck if my son was having sex on camera with a woman. In my opinion, I would go, fuck, where did I fuck up there mm-hmm. where he ended up being in that situation? The same thing if he was a comic or like just, you know, a fucking...
That's not true with comics, though.
If he was writing dark poetry in a fucking, you know, in a book and he had a fucking comb-over goth haircut, like, where did I go wrong? What did I do here? I love him. I'll read his poetry. I'll support him. But it's like, it's, you know, something happened there, you know? But it, with a woman, and then I go, if he was being plowed out in the butt, if he was a top, it would be, but that's the order. If he was a bottom, it would be the worst. If he was a top,
yeah,
it'd be slightly more acceptable.
It would be slightly more acceptable. That's I really mean that. I swear to God, I really mean
that's
that.
That's why if I had kids, I would, I think, if I had a son that wanted to do porn, I wouldn't be as upset if I had a girl.
Yeah, that's standard.
I don't know if I could take the girl being plowed.
It's not being penetrated.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really about being penetrated and what.
What if a girl was fucking him with a strap on?
Yeah, would that be acceptable? You know,
but hold on, that's the thing. Forget like, you know, forget it being a man.
Yeah,
because
there's different stigmas and stuff like that, and people have different a lot of people would be like, oh, well, if it was straight porn, it'd be okay, but if it was gay porn, no, that would be bad. You know, it's just different people's personal.
Well, you have
straight porn. Top in a gay porn, bottom in a gay porn, and then improv group.
For a second, I thought that was a real thing, and I was waiting for the fucking punch to come out of him.
So, I have to be real about it. It would definitely bother me more.
Do you have parents?
Yeah, no.
Do you have parents? No,
I was hatched.
No, I don't know if your parents passed away. I don't know.
Oh, no.
She was attached to a whale, and she just swam away from it.
No, my mom definitely asked one time. She's like, where did I go wrong? She asked me. She's like, did I do anything wrong? Like when you were younger? And I'm just like, well, is this because I'm doing porn? And I'm like, no, I got into porn when I was 30. Like my parents fucked me up. Like definitely, my biological parents were actually, they were super cool. Like I was allowed to do anything I wanted. I really didn't have much discipline. It was my stepmother.
I'm just stone. I just imagine biomechanical parents, like robot parents. Dude, they let me do anything.
Like it was pretty much whatever I wanted. So,
You had a fucked up stepmother?
Yeah, no, my stepmother, she used to like beat the shit out of me. Like strip me down naked, beat me, throw me in a closet for
all right,
an hour.
Slow down.
Okay, do we need to talk about
strip
that?
Strip you naked. Go ahead. She said, hit you with a belt.
Did your boyfriend come in the room? And she's like, what's going on here?
No.
Let me show you how to suck a dick.
Thank God, none of that. Although she was, I was never sexually abused or molested or raped or anything like that.
You were just beaten by this woman.
I was severely
beaten.
How
old?
Yeah.
I was between the ages of like 6-7 till about 14.
Yeah. That's I mean, and by the way, 6-7, you were probably, so that's when she came into your life.
Yeah, because I lived with my mom. It was just me and my mom. And then.
Just your fucking robot mom playing fucking guitar.
Well, she was a nurse. She was gone a lot. I was a latchkey kid in kindergarten. Like, I spent a lot of time home.
Latchkey
alone.
Is an after school program if you don't know what it is.
Everyone knows.
So
some people don't know what latchkey is.
I didn't know because I had parents.
Yeah.
Oh,
that love me. So.
That's so nice of you. And then because my dad got married to this woman and she had a son. So it's going to be more of a family type atmosphere.
How old was the
me.
Son?
He was about 2 or 3 at the time.
Okay. Younger. Okay. Good.
Yeah. So and they had a child together, my dad and my stepmother. So I have a half brother, but he passed away a couple years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
Did he kill himself because he saw your porn?
Oh my God, no, I hope not. Okay. No, but it was actually ruled a suicide. Though.
Oh, Jesus, come on.
I'm serious.
Aaliyah, can you stop bringing up depressing topics?
Well, you
topics?
Wanted to talk about it.
I'm going to go to the darkest place, and sometimes that's the real place.
This is the real ass podcast.
This is the real ass podcast.
That's what you get for taking them to a place called the cutting room.
I'm not a cutter, so that's okay.
Zach, you're an evil person.
Zach's been like
evil.
4 weeks of just loaded fucking material.
Yeah, dude, Zach hasn't been here in a while, dude. He's a fucking...
Pile.
You're an evil... I love you.
There's a lot of evil in me right
yeah.
now.
Sorry, I apologize. We're ADDing your story.
No, it's okay. No, he did kill himself. It was ruled a suicide, but his friends that were there said it was an accident. He was doing backflips and like cartwheels and stuff, and they were in a parking structure, and they were on the 8th level or whatever. You know how some of them have like the big concrete walls where you can actually like stand on them, and that's where he was doing them, and he miscalculated and fell off. And he
wait, how high was it?
Like 8 stories.
That's 80 feet.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. So he was trying to do backflips off of that?
Well, no. He was just doing backflips and cartwheels, and he miscalculated, and he fell off.
But if he did kill himself, that's a pretty badass way to do it, to do a fucking cartwheel backflip fucking handstand off the roof. I hate my life!
Boom.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Aaliyah.
It's okay.
I cannot control myself. This is why people don't like me. This is it. I do things like that.
One of the reasons.
It's one of the reasons people don't like me. And because I'm a notorious
little red nose rolling into the street.
Well, it's just a different type of sense of humor.
All right. Jesus Christ, guys. I'm sorry. Ellie, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So listen,
it's a different type of sense of humor.
You have to have a thick skin because people obviously fucking... People talk, you know. I've never heard a negative thing about you, but I'm sure you have to get a little bit of fucking hate from chicks out there and from fucking people in the industry.
I was more worried about like chicks than guys because I've always gotten along with guys. But I was actually really surprised. A lot of the girls in New York were actually really nice. And
that's because we're in this culture of fucking putting porn stars on a pedestal as feminist fucking heroes. So all the women.
So is that why they're like, oh, I'm like their god or something?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm nice.
Guys, no, it's fucking bananas to me. It is bananas to me.
That was bananas. The feminists put them on a porn pedestal. But aren't they?
Well, no. Sometimes no.
Did you have a stroke?
What the fuck was that? And how is John Fattigate black now? What happened? Can we get a camera on the desk sometimes for the show? You know Evan, what's up, buddy? We met a couple times. All right, look, here, I want to move on to some stuff because I want to talk about this thing, and this is kind of goes into the world of feminism, and I want to see how you feel about this.
Okay.
These signs started popping up all over New York City, no catcalling zones.
Wait, are those are real?
I mean, I'm assuming it's not a legitimate state-sponsored fucking law, but it's just kind of hilarious. Like, we need to start pulling these things up on the,
screen.
Can I ask you what areas they're in?
I don't know. I'll tell you not. It should all be in black areas, but it's probably in areas where it's fucking
that's Midtown Manhattan.
Really, like people actually, that's a real sign. It's
shouldn't
not just
they
an
be
internet
printing
thing?
Those in Spanish as well?
That's a good point by you.
Listen to me. It's so
also
stupid.
how shitty must it be if that's in front of your Chinese restaurant?
All right. That might be the worst joke you told on the show, Zach.
Yeah.
You did try that.
I gotta throw a lot out there.
I agree with you. I am all about the high volume, dude. Go high volume, you'll find the funny. Because the funniest moments will fucking come out of that. And, you know,
I'd rather go out swinging.
I agree with you, man. So, look, but I mean, that's kind of, first of all, it's stupid, okay? So, is everywhere else, this is what I posted on Facebook, is everywhere else a catcalling zone? So, if I don't see the sign, am I now allowed to catcall? It's just ridiculous.
Well, they have a law for everything now, so I wouldn't be surprised.
But hold on. I mean, I don't want...
I think that's ridiculous. Like
catcalling in general, it's just a fucking stupid thing. I really genuinely think it's a dumb thing.
Sometimes it could be really creepy. Like, I've had dudes that have, like, followed me home and stuff
not
like calling. That.
Not catcalling.
No, they catcall and then they fall.
There was a line, okay? It's
you
like
cross that line.
Walking into a bank is not against the law. Walking into the bank and pulling out a gun and saying, everyone get on the fucking floor, then you've crossed the line.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So when he's catcalling you, all right, dude, it sucks. It's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what are we going to have a fucking movement to try to control the words that people say on the streets of New York City? That kind of fucking sounds a little like Nazi Germany to me.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy. Now, who gets to decide what is offensive to somebody walking down the street? So if I overhear a conversation now with two people talking, they say some words I don't like. So now do I get to say, well, no, now people are having a loud conversation. They're saying hateful words, and that's making me feel uncomfortable. Where do we draw a line here?
Well, in Wisconsin, they just passed a law where government officials aren't allowed to talk about climate change because it's a waste of time. So... the whole free speech thing is kind of people want that control. It's like when taxis aren't allowed to beep their horn in certain areas. It's a form. I don't know.
Well, you know, look, I disagree with the taxi thing because with taxis, I pay a lot of money to live in New York City, right?
Yeah.
A ton of money. And quality of life is an issue in New York City. Air quality, noise pollution. I mean, that's a real thing. When you're paying this much money to live in New York City, I have a little apartment. If you look at the square foot, I just went to Nate Bargatze's place. He has like a fucking 5,000 square foot house. It is nuts to me. Okay. It would be right around the same. He bought it, but it would be right around the same rent that I pay for this
mortgage.
Yeah. Well, no. His, if he rented that house, it would be right around the same rent. So it's like I'm already lose so much quality of life just being in New York City that it's like I agree with kind of trying to control certain things. If you can say, hey, dude, don't honk your horns unless it's an emergency, because mm-hmm. people just slam on their horns for traffic for no reason.
Yeah.
I completely agree with that. It's not the freedom of speech.
Well, what about the woman's quality of life, just being able to walk down the street without having to listen to some guy holler at her? It's the exact same difference.
It's a little different, though, because you're controlling people's words as opposed to controlling a fucking horn honking. Or
cabbies yell all the time at people, too.
I think they should be allowed to yell. That's the line that I personally draw. I think that they should be able to fucking say whatever they want.
See, it's like something like this could be debated and
also,
back and forth.
And also,
forever.
You know what? Hold on. And okay. this isn't even a debate because I'm right. it would be, I do agree with saying that no, city employees and employees that are that work for the MTA mm-hmm. or taxis shouldn't be able to catcall women. Because that
well, yeah,
is.
Yeah, government officials.
But that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, and certain, people who are honking their horns, they. In a certain sense, work for the city. They have to pay for the medallions. They have to pay certain, you know,
well,
things.
Well, most of the people that catcall are construction workers. Those guys are working for a company.
They should be fired.
That they represent. Yeah.
100%. If they, let me tell you something. If
and those are most of the guys that I've always been, except for like the creepy.
If their boss saw them doing that, mm-hmm. those guys should be fired.
Yes.
But that should be it. There should be no law in place about creating a better quality of life for that person, because what you're doing is you're infringing on the rights of that person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, freedom, dude, that's fucking
freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. We bring up freedom of speech so much when it isn't relevant. When we talk about like Trevor Noah and his right to tweet, that has nothing to do with his freedom of speech. You can get fired from a job.
Oh, yeah.
But to create a law to limit people's words, that's fucking crazy, dude. That, yeah. Especially as a comedian, that's a very scary thing. And that's why I side with, you know, or even though I thought what he said about that Damian Marlena chick was kind of a dick comment. I still side with his right to say whatever the fuck he wants to say.
Yeah, I agree with his right to say it. It was very dickish, but it was his right to say it. It was mean. But he has, like, I'll defend his right to say it, just like I'll defend people's right to do, you know, certain things in porn. Anal is allowed.
Do you even watch porn anymore?
No, it's weird.
I do.
It's weird because
I was talking
just
to Scopo. No, but do you still watch porn?
I watched it last night, trust me.
Did you watch Aaliyah because you knew she was going
to
be on the show?
I did not know she was on the show, but I have rubbed one out to her a few times, yeah. You know, I had to.
That was the hand, too.
I had to do research. Exactly, it was the hand, yeah.
So you don't watch anymore. Why is it weird to you?
Because I know a lot of, unless it's like super amateur, or sometimes I'll watch, what is the Japanese, like the hentai.
No, that's the worst one. I hate that.
Well,
tentacle
porn?
No,
oh my God, no, that's so disturbing. Have you seen those pictures with like the chicks with the
eyes?
Why? I don't understand that.
It's just deviousness.
I don't know. I'm an old fashioned girl.
Or deviance, whichever one's the real word.
I watched the gangbang last night. That was good.
Is that what you rubbed it out to?
I just watched that one and then I rubbed it out to another one. But I watched the gangbang because like it was just the girl struggling. She had like three dicks in her mouth at one time, getting plowed.
Yeah.
It was just that deep. That,
you know
that
what? You know what my new thing is? You know, this is fucking the hottest thing on earth. Oh, and God. I saw Buzz
silently jerking off on the toilet because your son's in the next room and he hates you.
You know what the hottest thing is? Being alone.
Headphones.
Losing your family. How hot is that? Fucking makes my dick so hard losing my family. My new favorite type of, not even porn. My new thing that I've been fucking whacking it to. I was in a hotel recently and I was just fucking on a weird thing. I got on a BuzzFeed article, which was like what?
Real quick, isn't it like jerking it in a hotel so much better than jerking it anywhere else? Because you can be just so much more of a scumbag.
I stayed.
You can get completely naked.
Oh yeah, dude.
And get into your room.
I mean, no. Look,
almost as good as jerking off in Nate Bargatze's 5,000 square foot house.
No, I didn't jerk off there. I stayed in a comedy condo the whole weekend, which was just weird. I felt like everyone had jerked off in my exact fucking, like, you know, for a fact, there has been 500 comics who were lying exactly where I was lying, jerking off. And it was bugging me the fuck out.
Joe DeRose's sweat stains are already in the mattress.
Yeah, no, I like jerking off at hotels, but the problem is they only give you a very little bit of hand lotion. I actually talk about this on stage. It's like
I'm old school.
You have to talk about, you have to call for more hand lotion, and it's just an uncomfortable phone
call.
You really
jerk off with hand lotion?
Every time, dude.
Really?
I can't jerk off dry. I can't. I mean, look, I can, but it sucks. You use lotion, right?
I use Aquaphor.
Like the tattoo ointment?
No, it's like, it's for like,
I know, but I use that on tattoos.
It's fucking great. Moisturizer, it's great.
I use nothing. I just go.
That's because you have no imagination.
Yeah. Really? I just go raw.
That's weird.
Well, just kidding. Listen. Let me fucking get on what I jerk off to. My new thing.
Scopo just jerks off into a catcher's mitt.
No, I saw this BuzzFeed article where they started listing real sex in like mainstream movies.
All mm-hmm. Like actors who have had sex.
Yeah, where it's like a mainstream movie, but the sex scene is unsimulated. You know what I'm saying? So it's like usually they simulate sex, but the actors are actually having like a big famous one is Chloe Sevigny in Brown Bunny. She's blowing Vince. Yeah. What's his name?
Vincent Gallo.
Vincent Gallo. And she fucking takes a fucking load in the mouth. I mean, and I'm not even super attracted to
Chloe Sevigny.
But yeah. Dude, how hot is it?
Vincent Gallo. I know. Sorry.
How hot is his fucking veiny cock, dude? Just want.
Yeah, and he's just like punching her in the teeth the whole time.
Oh my god, dude! It's such a dirty fucking weird scene. I've also jerked off to her the scene in Kids. Where she's giving where Casper's raping her at the end, he's getting AIDS.
Yeah,
I've actually jerked off to that scene.
Are you serious?
I'm a twisted fuck, dude. You have no idea what goes on in my head. But
there's another Hollywood scene that I know that the Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman.
Well, they were married. That
was when they first met. They had sex in that scene.
What, in Eyes Wide Shut?
No, in Days of Thunder.
Yeah, but that's still hot. So they were really having sex camera?
Yeah, they were really having sex.
But that's fucking smoking hot. Here's the thing, I don't even have to see the penetration. Knowing that they're having real sex, I could get into that. You know, like, here's a list. WhatCulture.com, 10 mainstream movies featuring real sex. Pink Flamingo, Caligula. I watched this one, Caligula. Let me tell you something, dude, okay? This is a fucked up movie. I don't even, when they say mainstream movies, it really is. By the way, I'm looking at Zach. Zach knows every movie that I'm naming right now. I just see it on his face because he's a fucking freak. And he loves C movies. Do you know this movie, Caligula?
Of course. Because real people are in that. Like, yeah. Real famous people are in that. And then they But then they edited in real sex scenes after they shot their shit.
Dude, well,
so those guys didn't know they were going to be in a movie with...
Dude, Malcolm McDowell plays Caesar, I guess. And there's one scene where he takes this girl's virginity in front of her fucking boyfriend. And then he's like, what about you? Whatever your name is. Are you a virgin too? And he was like, no. He's like, I don't believe you. And you think that he's going to like make him fuck the girl, but he bends him over. And then you think that he's going to fuck him in the ass. And then he starts to fist fuck his ass. It is.
What is the name of this movie?
Caligula.
It is disturbing.
Look it up. 1979 Caligula. But there's all like real sex in these movies. And I'm like, I'm starting to go through these movies. The Idiots is another one. Romance.
Wasn't there a movie with Angelina Jolie and Antonio Banderas?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a damn movie. Original Sin, yeah.
They had sex in Original Sin?
I don't know.
I don't think they really had sex.
No.
I think it's like a very, like, rawly shot scene.
No. It can't be like...
He means they're actually penetrated.
I need to know that... There's a famous one, like a black exploitation movie from back in the day as well, where Mario Van Peebles fucked the chick, like in an orgy scene, like really, really fucked the chick. I can get into that. I could way get into that, you know? And that's like a whole other level, because like porn at this point, just watching a dude fuck a chick in porn...
It's oversaturated, the internet. It's everywhere.
I like to jerk off to I know when the girl's like coming. Like when she's really fucking going to come. Not with just a regular porn where she's faking it the whole time, you can kind of tell.
That's Scopo's fantasy as a woman coming. That's all he could wrap his mind around.
That's not a bad thing.
Do you masturbate to then? Because you don't watch porn.
I have a pretty vivid imagination. I also have guys. I don't really need to masturbate.
You don't masturbate.
I do. No, I do. I actually did.
You
this
masturbate
morning.
With men. You grabbed men by their fucking heads and just mush them into your pussy.
No. Well, I mean, I have guys.
Make a
that
buzzing
date,
sound
so.
Now.
No. Well, I try not to use my vibrator too much because it does like it will. Like desensitize me if I use it a lot.
I imagine you have like a crazy vibrator.
I have
it's got
a
like
whole
fucking chains hanging
full,
down from
oh
it.
State of the art.
I have a whole drawer full of sex toys. Like it's like I have a bag full of like butt plugs, like different size butt plugs. Some are ported. Some
so
are
you like butt play?
I like anal sex, yeah. But I mean, a lot of it like that is work stuff. That's my toolbox.
I'm looking at some of these high tech vibrators.
I have like a mini Hitachi, which is really nice because it doesn't have to be plugged in, and it's not like those fucking things are
so
huge.
So tough competing with a girl with a Hitachi.
Dude, those things are insane. Like, I have a mini
one. Is that a Hitachi?
No, this is a fucking, the Wii Vibe 3. Let me pull up the
Hitachi.
Oh,
I have that one where it's like, it goes inside the girl and like the thing goes on her clit and then like.
It looks like a fucking iron.
It looks like an iPod speaker.
That's great. Look at these weird
vibrators.
I have like
a Lilo.
By the way, here's how uncreative I am. There's all these crazy like sizes and shape vibrators that they're showing me right now. And all I'm imagining is just plunging them into the girl's pussy. So I know that's not how you use most of these, but that giant fucking iron thing, I'm just imagining just shoving it sideways in her pussy and being like, does that feel good?
A lot of those are just clitoral stimulate. Like, a lot of them you don't actually insert.
That thing? You have the Sivian?
Do you have that? No, that's like a huge thing that you sit on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Have you ever used one of those?
No. I've seen one before, but there's like all these girls like grinding on it and that disturbed me. You know? Diseases and germs.
I jerked
and
off
stuff.
To the what's her name on Howard Stern. Who's the Asian looking chick?
Which
Tara Patrick?
Tequila. On Howard Stern. She wrote the Sibian on Howard
Stern. I think she's more than just Asian looking.
I think
she doesn't have Down syndrome. I think she's Asian.
I mean, have you heard her talk?
She's done porn now too, Tila Tequila.
Yeah, she actually won an award.
Do you feel about reality stars that get into porn the same way that I feel about porn stars that get into comedy?
How is that?
No place. Get out. Nobody asked you to be. No, I'm kidding. Obviously.
Like when you're at Broadway Comedy Club and there's a picture of Dustin Diamond on the wall. It's like, wow, what a pedigree.
But I mean, do you like look? Obviously, I don't feel that way about you. I think you're a funny person. I think the only prerequisite for being a comedian is being just a funny person. And I mean, I don't know why Scopo's doing it, but you are a funny person. I've talked to you, you've made me laugh in life.
Thank you.
You know, so whether you were a porn star before or whatever you did, but you know, before that, I think it's a shitty position to be in because if you were funny and you find out that your passion is stand up comedy, now you have to deal with the kind of the negative backlash of people being like, oh yeah, she's only getting opportunities because she's fucked on camera.
In porn. I've actually worried about that a little bit, but no, with you and Jay and a lot of other people, I think that they
actually... We're all just trying to fuck you. You need to know that.
Some of you. Definitely some of you. Jay wants to have a threesome with me. I told him I fuck Christine.
No, if you and Jay have sex, it is a threesome.
Yeah, combined weight of a threesome. So you wouldn't have a threesome with Big J and Christine?
No, I totally fuck Christine.
I think he's just not even into that.
No, I know. We've already talked about it. He's like, why? I'm like, because I think that we would hate each other. Jay and I would totally hate each other.
Why would you hate each other?
I don't know, because it's just fun to say. No, I do think, though, that I would end up hating him. He would tell everybody already. He's already telling
He would tell everybody. You just announced to everybody that he's trying to have a threesome with you. You're trying to call him the fucking big mouth? He never even told me that. He's my brother.
He's my brother. We talked about it when we were at the cellar with what's her name? That other.
That's a good one. All right.
Her, that little, what's her name? The other porn star, but she's not actually a porn star.
Oh, yeah. She hasn't done anything.
Well, I'll tell you about that later. That I can't announce.
Who is this?
Absolutely
she
nobody.
She just said she can't announce it, Scopo.
It's absolutely
Scopo,
nobody.
Scopo, you do things like you're fucking...
Scopo
podcast, like he's at
shut up.
No, you shut...
She can't announce it.
If you ever tell me
to
shut the fuck up on the show again, you are fucking off the show. And I really mean that.
Tell him to shut the fuck up again.
Don't tell me to shut the fuck up on my show. That drives me out of my fucking mind.
Well, don't fucking tell me. I'm trying to ask a question. I didn't know what the fuck she said.
No. I'm about to slam you. Don't fucking shut me down and tell me to shut the fuck up. But I'm about to slam you.
Why?
For doing a ridiculous thing on podcasts. You podcast like you're at a seventh grade lunch table. You miss something that's said, so we'll move on from it. And then you go, no, wait, go back up, guys. What did she say? It's like the people listening home don't want to listen to her say it again. Either pay attention or move on and let the audience fucking enjoy the listen. Cunt.
Ooh, use the C word.
Does that bother you, the C word?
No, my Twitter name used to be the Glorious Cunts.
That sounds like a Russian punk rock band that's like half of them are in prison. That's the Pussy Riots, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
See, I could masturbate to Pussy Riot fucking on the lawn of whatever that government building was that they did. Didn't they like do like a film like a porn or something on like some government thing?
Are you thinking of the face-sitting demonstration?
I thought that was like the Baptist yes. church people. Someone did something on the Baptist church.
Yeah, somebody did that as well. Somebody did porn on the Westboro Baptist church. Yeah. But didn't those Pussy Riot girls do like a porn video, like one of their music videos, and one of them got fucked in it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. It's shit like that, dude. I can get way into. Normal porn doesn't do it anymore.
I've been getting into watching people fuck on Vine.
Like just people 6 seconds.
Yeah, like
really?
Just, yeah, they, people. Do that on Vine? They do like compilations on like the sites of people that post like their like sex life on Vine. One day, white people are gonna do it, and it's gonna be awesome.
That's, but I mean, we are at a new place now. I'm actually kind of happy. Like, I don't watch porn every day anymore.
I used to watch it every day.
I used to watch it every day, basically every day.
Every day. No, I can't. I know too many people in it. It's weird.
But we, here's the thing, guys. This, I mean, we're just fucking, and it's a little different for you. But even guys, this is a big difference between men and women, okay? Mm-hmm. We're like, we're driven by our fucking balls. Okay?
Oh, I know that.
So it's like when we, like me, Scopo, and Zach, we're close enough in age that we all kind of like have been through this. We went through an age of having to search out porn and having to be very savvy in order to find porn, you know? Mm-hmm. How old are you again, Scopo?
28.
27. Yeah. I mean, literally, to find shit to jerk off to, your fucking mom's...
No. You can stop there.
Never.
Your mom's underwear. No, no, no. Her, like, her fucking Sears catalog.
Victoria's
Secret,
yeah. Secret
catalog. You never jerked off to that stuff?
No.
Or did you jerk off when you were a little kid?
I had an older brother. He
helped me. Jerked off to your older, your older brother jerked you off?
Exactly. Yeah, how'd you know?
I didn't have to jerk off. My older brother was there pounding me in the ass.
He was really good, guys. Come on. He was milking me from behind. It was fantastic.
He's an ass man.
Yeah.
So
no, like he was like, I remember, I was like 10 and like he gave me my first porn video. Like he was 15, so he had a video.
That was it. All right, that was good though. You had
VHS.
That.
Yeah.
But even,
VHS,
but even that porn
and then
video.
I had,
hold on, but wasn't that porn video like sacred?
Oh, I never forget. It was Peter North banging these two chicks and it was the most intense I've ever seen. I was like, oh my God, this is what sex is like all the time. I didn't realize that Peter North
was like, bro, I got to work my butt out for the next 8 years straight because you need ass muscles to pound like that.
That's what
this is a Scopo butt origin story. Is Scopo started squatting every day because he watched Peter North pound out two black chicks when he was 10.
No, I never forget the girl with, he was fucking the girl so hard. She left marks in his fucking chest. And I was like, holy shit, this is sex, awesome. And I didn't fucking realize it.
Yeah, you're like, it's the only way you get a boner is if people are scratching you really hard.
Oh, God,
yeah. Sorry, are you into
scratching
now?
That explains those marks on Bob Kelly's fucking back of his head.
Okay. Wasn't that bad.
That was you know what he did? You know what? You laughed because he's had a lot of good ones all day.
He stuttered.
That was
he stuttered.
One.
It was
that
a good
was a
one.
Flat tire.
That was a
It
would have
been good if he didn't stutter. It would have been okay. He fucked up. Anyway.
A folder of like all just different Playboys and all that shit. So I had that when I was like fucking 10 or 11.
Oh, so you got lucky. So you were the kid that everybody went to.
Oh, yeah. Everyone came over my house.
Exactly. You were that guy.
Like my friend John Hickey had his dad's porn cabinet. He was that kid where he had, it was like a library of porn.
Yes.
When his parents were out of town, we would just go there and every kid in the neighborhood, he got in trouble because it was like 12 or 13 little boys. This is one of the jerk off parties, by the way. Like it was fucking, it was the thing where kids would come over like and have screenings of porn.
Yeah. I got home from school at 2:30. I was in like the 7th or 8th grade. My parents didn't home till like 6:37. My brother didn't home till 5. So we used to go and fucking watch porn in my basement. Like 6-7 kids just watching porn.
Fucking take turns in the closet whacking off.
Fucking jerk off in the bathroom.
Yeah.
See, the porn I watched in high school is like German fisting porn.
Well, that explains a lot.
I know.
Your mom just fucking, your stepmom
well, no,
just beating
my,
the
no,
shit
it
out
was
of you.
My
well, that's
friend,
all they
Dad.
Had in the 70s.
Good point,
Bayo. I love Zach. Fuck you, women. That's the other thing. This is the other thing. Because people, because Christina tweeted at me. We started going back and forth on Twitter. Christine. And she's like, you just don't like it when a woman calls you out on your shit. You get so much more angry. You go harder at women than you do men. And I go, no, that's not true.
He just told me to shut the fuck up.
Women, here's the thing. Women just, in general, people tiptoe around women. And the same way I think it's funny to kind of mock the idea of rape culture and use the acronym rape in one of the, you know, it's the same reason that I go, no, I'm going to give it to Kelly Fistuka and call her fat. Because people don't call women fat. Just in general, like to their face.
You could call me fat.
Well, because it's just not true. You're smoking. But No, like the truth is, to a woman's face, typically on any podcast, there's not guys just giving it to them like they're one of the guys.
Yeah, women tend to get more offended because they feel that it's personal.
You know what I hate too?
So I sit back.
I don't feel that it's personal.
I make it a thing where I go, no, I'm going to make it a point to give it to the woman in the room as much as the guys are getting it. And the truth is, it seems like I'm doing it more because I'm the only person fucking doing it. And it comes from the same place of love. Like, we did YKWD together. Mm-hmm. And I gave it, you actually came up to me afterwards because I fucking made some jokes about everything from your tits to your age to your fucking being a whore, whatever. I made a lot of jokes about
you
and I was busting your balls the same way that I would bust a guy's balls. Mm-hmm. And you came up to me after the show and you said, hey, thanks for not taking it easy on me.
I did.
Thank you for not tiptoeing around me like every other fucking guy does on every other fucking podcast. So when Christina says this, it was like, I said this to her, I was like, no, you're kind of right. I do go hard at women, but it just seems like I'm going harder than other people.
I'm waiting for Lewis to say, don't get it twisted. This is where he says, don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted, though.
There we go.
Let it be known. And another thing, by the way, I say by the way a lot. I've been listening back to my podcasts the same way you listen back to stand-up comedy sets to try to become a better podcaster and a radio personality. Mm-hmm. I say, by the way, a lot. You got to stop doing that.
I say right a lot.
I never noticed that.
On stage, I say right.
I just don't notice you, really.
Because you don't watch me. I mean, who watches each other doing comedy?
Friends.
Real comics friends.
Comics have respect for each other.
Let's be honest. Who really watches every comic after a while? Zach, you got to be doing comedy to realize that. But
I'm sorry.
I was too busy brushing. Listen, when I win America's Next Best Stand-Up Comedy Competition on Sunday in Secaucus, New Jersey, you will change your tune. You will change your tune.
I thought you were going to say you were crushing that chair. It really looks like it's about to fall apart underneath you. But that's the thing. When we were younger kids, we had a limited amount of stuff to masturbate to. So we went through this explosion of the internet.
And
here's the other thing. It wasn't even like we just had the internet one day where it's like, oh my God, porn, because we would have gotten over it very quickly. What happened was they fucking slow played us. It was dial up, that shit, and you would fucking wait forever just for an image of a naked chick. You would wait an hour. You'd have to guard the door to make sure your mom wasn't coming in. You're literally just waiting for this fucking naked chick to load for an hour. And then as the internet speed got faster and faster and faster, and then the other thing is, even when the internet speed got faster, they didn't figure out how to give you video porn that well. It wasn't really figured out. There was a lot of viruses for a while. It was a big risk to just try to go and find to like download porn. It was a big thing. Streaming porn was only a few years ago did they really nail websites that stream porn where I can just go, hey, dude, I want to fucking watch two black dudes double plow a chick and both come inside of her pussy. I'm going to do a threesome. Two guy, one girl, black, double cream pie.
So that'd be BBC.
Yeah, I can go find that right now. I could just find it like that. It is now we are at a time where it's, and that's only been a couple years where it's been that organized and that good and that easy. So now we're just sitting there like the smoke is kind of clearing and the dust is settling and I'm going, look, oh, all right, porn's not even that great anymore.
Yeah.
It was a decade. A decade of me just fucking beating off like, oh, it's fucking great. They need to I don't think they can get anything new. Now I guess they have like the 3D porn where it's like in one ear. Actually, Chris Tinkle, we're going to do it on Legion of Skanks. I wish we could do it on this show. Maybe we'll do it on this show. I don't know. He has Oculus Rift. Okay. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Aaliyah, you might go
back. Is that why he talks like that?
He has cerebral Oculus Rift. No. Do you know what the Oculus Rift is?
No, no clue.
Okay, so it's basically a virtual reality thing, okay? And here, I'll pull it up.
Like The Sims or something?
No.
See, how is this going to advance, though, porn? Because isn't it listening?
Well, it's all listening, isn't it? Well, they have like a webcam thing right now where they actually have a machine that the girl has that has like a dildo attached to it. And like the guy watching her webcam can like control it. And like actually fuck her with it. I'm not like it's like a joystick thing. I don't know.
Yeah, there's
like
that,
the interactive.
I like that too. And look, I would never in a million years buy an interactive DVD. Yeah.
Or they have like the fleshlight that like interacts with the movie, so it's like there's cool shit
like that. The Oculus Rift is basically the newest like best virtual reality thing, and it's a mask you wear, and apparently it's the future of gaming. But there's one company that makes Oculus Rift porns.
Of course I do.
So we're gonna, what we're gonna do on Legion of Skanks is we're gonna do it from the perspective of the woman. So it's gonna be us getting fucked by these big black cocks, which is gonna be hilarious. I don't want to fuck it. There's some kid who did a blog. I don't want to see his blog. I just want to see what it looks like. So yeah, I mean,
so it's like one of those. Oh, that's kind of scary.
So yeah, I mean, basically Oculus Rift. Let me see this shit, dude. Hold on. Is there anything that looks cool?
What was that movie with Bruce Willis, The Surrogate or whatever, where they had like the fake? Is that right, with the robots or whatever? See, that stuff, that's just too much. What happened to good old fashioned fucking? Like, well, I don't need all of that.
If you're a guy, I mean, apparently you have the thing on, like you're sitting there, right? Mm-hmm. And then this hot porn star walks in. She just walks up to the side of you and she just whispers in your ear. She's like, "I want your cock." And you hear it in one ear, and like, apparently it's just like, the way Tinkle described it, he was like, dude, yeah, it's fucking great.
Yeah, but most,
my girlfriend's going to get so mad when I ask to wear that while we fuck.
Well, that's just,
you said what happened to porn, like what happened to regular fucking. Yeah. Most guys can't pull chicks this hot. So this is a way for them to pull a chick this hot.
Okay.
Think about that.
I mean, I would still rather a less hot chick
real okay, person.
And really
yeah,
fuck
but
her.
You're a real fucking nerd who lives in a fucking basement who's 400 pounds can fuck a hot chick kind of in his head with the Oculus Rift now.
Sometimes I can. I'm right here.
Shut your fucking face, Scopo. He's our friend. He's our friend. We don't go physical. We don't talk about our physical attributes, bro. No act. No physical attributes. Those are the rules of the Real Ass Podcast.
Yes,
we
I have neither
about
of those things.
Hulk Hogan haircut.
Oh shit. But like, I guess this is like, I mean, these are the new things that are coming out, but I don't know, is that gonna like catch on? I don't think so.
I think
with certain people like that can afford it, I'm
I think
sure
it definitely will catch on,
because guys, like, that's the way that your brains work, like you want to try new ways to
Oculus Rift, the development kit too, is $350, so you got a $350 just to even like fucking have it, you know. I don't
but
know,
you gotta jerk yourself off.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at that point, fucking.
For $350, just get a hooker, though.
Yeah, I would rather.
That's a
one,
much more POV experience.
I would rather one experience with a. Because $350 for a hooker is a pretty high caliber
yeah,
hooker.
Yeah,
be honest,
that's a good hooker.
There ain't no $150 hooker. All right.
$350? Yeah.
$350 for an hour? Are you kidding me? Scopo, are you fucking kidding me? $350?
She's not a high caliber. She's
that's pretty high
she's
caliber.
She's middle class. She's middle.
No, I'd say yeah. $250 is middle. $350?
Dude,
pretty
250
high class
to,
hooker.
250 to 500, I would say middle.
Hold on, dude. I'm going to go
over 1,000 high class.
Let me put on my private browsing.
350 is like no bruises, dude.
Barely has any fucking spike marks in her arms. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Let's look for like hookers and go by prices. I'm going to go on Craig. I got to turn on private browsing because I know
Blue, what's the lowest you ever talked a hooker down to?
$7 and a high
I've
five.
Never talked a hooker down.
$7 and a
But I mean, you go on like Craigslist, or if you go into like a fucking rub and tug, like $150 is like the standard for a non heroin addict. That's like a fucking, you know, low end non heroin addict. Or actually, no holes in her arms. She's probably still a heroin addict, but she shoots in between her toes.
Yeah, she's classy. Girl,
she's classy.
She has a little respect for herself.
Yeah,
you know,
she knows the business.
How much of a separation do you put between prostitution and
pornography?
A guy holding a camera.
Pretty much, yeah.
But don't a lot of porn stars fuck on the side to make extra money?
Yeah, they call it privates or escorting, but mainly privates. They can make like up to $1,000 to $1,500. So when I hear $300, I'm
It's a very low.
Yeah, but that's for like name quality. Like if you want to fuck a girl you've seen on in a video.
Yeah, a lot.
We're talking meat and potatoes.
A lot of them have to supplement their income that way because. Nobody fucking pays for their porn anymore.
Yeah, dude, this chick is fucking $350. I mean, that's pretty
and
high quality.
That's not the chick you're getting.
Yeah, it is. That's a real chick.
No.
That's a real chick, dude.
No.
Can I explain to you something, Scopo?
No way that chick
Hold on, here's
up.
The thing. I actually got in trouble because what I would do, another thing that I jerk off to, this is what a fucking deviant I am. I'll go on to Craigslist and I'll look at the pictures of the hookers. And most of them are real now. And I'll tell you why, Scopo. First of all, she puts multiple pictures, different angles. There's a way to do it now. Like, it's an industry. So you'll know if it's a fake picture. Mm-hmm. And you know the ones that are real. Because the real ones, they know that they got to do 5 different pictures in a hotel room to show you that it's a real chick. They specify, like, hey, it's a real fucking chick. The ones that are like just models and shit, first of all, they're way too hot. You know it's never the fucking real chick. But what I would do is when I would just masturbate to the photos of the hookers. Because I know that's a real woman, I would even go as far as to call and be like, oh, hey, what's going on? How much is the price? Or what part of the city you're in? Just hear the voice and then go back and masturbate
and
to the photos.
And jacking off to her.
Yeah, I got in trouble with my ex-girlfriend specifically for that thing. Because that was like, I wasn't trying to get a hooker. I would admit it. I really wasn't. I wasn't trying to get a hooker. It was just,
you're just using
talking
her
to her.
And then using that, and then
looking
using,
at the pictures.
Using her voice. Kind of to fucking
yeah, but that's
to.
Another level of like where porn just isn't doing it for you anymore. I mean, I'm kind of talking about, I feel like a creep doing it, but am I really, I don't know. Is that, like, I'm not masturbating to when she's on the phone. I would just like call her and negotiate, be like, all right, cool, it's a real chick. Like,
oh, so you would wait till after?
Oh, no, I wouldn't masturbate on the phone with her.
Okay.
That's borderline rape.
No, yeah,
that's
but you would use your voice.
I would call, I would negotiate, I would have a conversation with her, and then fucking look at her pictures and fucking beat off.
It's
that's
like
really funny.
A few
that's
grapes
not bad.
While you're in the grocery
I don't
store.
Think that's. I mean, that's actually kind of creative. I've never heard of anyone doing that before.
Dude, I've masturbated in very creative ways. I'm a deviant. I need like different things to like. I mean, it really is so funny, dude. There was a while where I was just masturbating to pictures like topless chicks, like really pretty girls that are just topless.
That's not bad.
Because I it's so deviant. You don't understand because. Gangbang cream pies weren't doing it for me anymore.
Yeah.
So I crossed the line where I went back to just pretty girls with tits.
That's actually really quite normal.
That's twisted.
No, that's normal.
I really feel like more twisted and deviant about masturbating to pretty girls with their tits out than I do about calling girls and masturbating to their hooker pictures. I really do.
I've been jerking off to this great amateur site called Facebook. It's great.
Instagram.
It's got pictures of every girl you ever fucked. And you can scroll back to when they were younger and hotter.
All right, we're gonna get out of here in a minute.
It's a great Giannis Papas joke, by the way.
Is it? I had no
idea.
He
has a joke about his girlfriend being 24, and he goes, "You can't scroll back that many years because it's like, oh fuck, she's 17."
Oh, so should I go tell that joke with a dress so everyone laughs?
Or so people will show up. What do you got going on? Anything to promote? Any podcasts?
This Saturday, I'll be at Over the Eight. At 8 p.m. for a show and tell show.
This is going to come out. I mean, this is live, but we probably have 20 people in the chat. So.
Well, any of you.
It's a good bar show. I've done. I haven't done that show, but done that bar.
Yeah, I like
she killed it this last
here.
Saturday. She made her official announcement about her going back to porn, but she's not quitting comedy.
No, I'm not going
she's
back.
Both. She did it, guys. It was great.
Will you ever go back to porn?
I told them if they did a Popeye parody or an Absolutely Fabulous parody.
It's because you have those huge forearms.
No, it's because I look like Shelley Duvall.
I know, I'm fucking
there's sure. Never been a Popeye parody?
Surprisingly. That's what I said.
Have you
I mean,
it
Aaron,
up?
Aaron Burr.
No,
I mean, Aaron Burr could be Popeye.
You want to fuck Aaron Burr?
No,
would you?
Aaron.
Is that your type of guy?
No.
Can you be honest with me? And
I just want to eat cheeseburgers and watch fucking Aaron Burr fuck you.
I love Aaron.
What's your type of guy? If it was a comic, like, I'm not saying you would fuck this guy, but like. If there was a comic that you would fuck because it's your type of guy, what type of guy? Which one would it be?
Bill Cosby. Sorry.
How do you know I haven't already? No. I can't because I'm actually interested in him right now, so I don't.
You're interested. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm talking to someone right now.
And he's a comic.
Yeah.
They have a boyfriend though.
We have an open relationship.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we've been
so
dating
give me
for
another,
3 years.
Another guy like that archetype.
Okay, I like taller guys. Facial
Gary Goldman.
Hair, facial hair. I like beards.
Dave Smith.
Dave Smith. No, he's
no?
too skinny.
Too skinny, okay.
Yeah, a little too skinny.
And she's an anti-Semite.
But but a little bit like not fat, but like meat because I'm a
big
bigger
lower
girl.
Body.
Big what?
Lower body.
He was saying
lower body.
Yeah, he's talking about himself. Yeah. His butt.
I do. Just thicker.
It's like a TJ Miller.
Like
TJ Miller is attractive.
Thicker isn't fat or like muscle wise?
Well, like muscle. Just it doesn't necessarily have
Luis
to be
J.
muscle.
Luis J. Gomez. I'm just waiting for you to say it. I know what's going on here. All right. What are any other shows? Any podcasts you want to promote?
Just my podcast network, the Misfits Network. I'm starting a new podcast called Hormones.
Nice.
With Jackie Furback.
Hormones. Hormones?
Yeah, it's just hormones with an H in front of it. Or with a W, sorry. because I can spell.
No, you should do hormones, like M-O-A-N-S.
Oh, spell it that way. Yeah, no, I like it my way better. Yeah.
No, I'm right again on this one. No. I hate to beat you in these debates over and over again. I feel bad because you're very sweet, but I'm really dominating
okay.
you in these debates.
I know that you feel better when
Hormones
you say that.
Podcast, Misfits Network, Aaliyah Janine, wonderful guests, sweet and charming and intelligent. As always, I also just I just pitched a show to Sirius with me and you.
Yeah.
Hormones?
It's called Hormones, but I spell it M-O-A-S. No, with me and Aaliyah, I won't talk about it on this show. And I didn't pitch it, but it was one of the ideas that I sent over to Sirius because I'm talking to them about a few different things. And it was. I like you a lot, and you were one of the names that I threw into the mix for one of the
Thank
ideas.
Thank you. Well, I know that your girlfriend doesn't hate me, so that's cool.
Yeah. If she would have said fucking she hated you, that would have been it. It would have been
over.
Who's another? Is there another porn star comic? No.
There's a lot of comics.
Yeah, no,
there's
actually a couple, but that don't live here.
Zach, anything going on?
Closing out the Meadowlands Comedy Festival this Sunday. So
he's taking it down, guys. Let's go.
I'm fucking killing it.
Vote for him. Live show.
I'm at Broadway Comedy Club in KC 30 years later on the Monday the 28th. It's a play I'm in. And bar none every Tuesday, free show.
Fuck yeah. Scopes.
What do I got? Twitter, at Chris Scopo. Shows. I got nothing coming up in the next month, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for listening. Make sure you guys follow me on Twitter at Louis J. Gomez. A lot of shows coming up, guys. Obviously, this weekend I'll be in New Haven, or last weekend I killed it in New Haven. But the last week of May, I'm going to be out at Foxwoods in Connecticut. Me and Big J are doing the Thursday through Sunday. I'm headlining Wednesday. Me and Dave Smith are going to be co-headlining on the Sunday. So it's a whole Legion of Skanks weekend at Foxwoods in Connecticut. June, I'll be in Windsor, Canada. So look at my website. I forget the dates. Right in mid-June. So look for me out in Windsor. And we will check you next week on the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.